Dear friends of the Bellworth Park Catholic community, it's Father Scott saying hello and offering you today's reflection. We've been wearing masks now because of the coronavirus for almost 4 months. And there's no end in sight, I think, of wearing these masks. I don't know about you, but I find the masks uncomfortable. I have very sensitive skin and it irritates my skin. Older people have been telling me that wearing the mask is difficult because they find it hard to breathe. Another aspect of wearing the mask, and from my opinion, is that you lose your identity when you wear a mask, because so much of our facial expressions really identify who we are. And just to see people's eyes takes away from the total expression that comes from a smile, a wink. So, yeah. But today I want to talk about another type of mask. It's the mask that all of us in our lives wear in one way or another. I'm reminded of the commercial on TV. It's for people with deep depression. I can't remember the product, but I remember that a person would have a paddle, and on the paddle would be attached a happy face. And so when they were out in public, although they were depressed, they would put this happy face in front of them to give the people the impression that they're happy. Well, I think we wear masks, and we learn to wear them from our earliest days. Let me give you some examples. Little boys don't cry, so they have to put a mask on of being tough when they really want to cry. This is the perfect family. This is the perfect marriage. We wear the mask outside so though no one will realize that we're not perfect. Problem with alcoholism. I hide my alcoholism and wear a mask that I'm always sober rather than asking for help. The realization that I'm gay and I'm not able to tell people, I have to wear the face that, you know, my sexuality is completely heterosexual when that's just not the case. Or take even a priest. A holy priest never shows any doubts, any challenges to his faith. He has to wear the mask of having his act together. Now, behind whatever mask we wear as we grow up, is fear that if people saw me as I really am, saw my weaknesses, saw my sexuality, saw my challenges, saw my alcoholism, saw that I'm not the perfect family, I won't be loved. Especially if you believe in God, God won't love me, and so I must wear the mask. And yet Jesus says all the time, don't be afraid. Remember the time when he healed the man who had the withered hand? He said to the man, stick out your hand. Take the wrist, stick it out. And the man did, and Jesus healed it. So Jesus is telling us all the time, you don't have to wear a mask. And if you grew up wearing a mask, take it off right now. Take it off and let Jesus smile on you. See Jesus face to face and let him be the source of whatever need you have. You know, that could be going to confession. Maybe going to confession gives you an opportunity. Just lower your mask, say who you are to the priest, what your struggles are, and feel the healing forgiveness of Jesus Christ. Go to the Eucharist. Let the Eucharist heal you. Only say the word, my soul shall be healed, we say. I say that word is love. Go to spiritual direction if you need an opportunity to just be yourself in front of another person and ask the person to walk your spiritual walk with you. Today is a day that we don't have to wear the mask of our own human frailties, of our own human fears, so that Jesus can heal us. I say we might have to wear a mask for the coronavirus, but we don't have to impose any other masks on us. Because Jesus loves you. God bless you.